So earlier this month, the TUC unanimously agreed that it will not support any more of George Bush's war against terror. It will not support an attack on Iran. It will not support an attack on Korea, an attack on Cuba, an attack on Syria. That is the united voice of the British Labour movement. And it's now a pleasure and a privilege to welcome one of those trade union leaders who've worked so hard to get that position, Mark Sawatka, the General Secretary of PCS. Mark.
Comrades, colleagues, brothers and sisters, on behalf of Britain's biggest civil service union, we completely oppose this diabolical war in Iraq. We stand utterly for the right of Palestine to have its own state. And we believe the lies and hypocrisy that the British people have been exposed to over the last year need to be exposed. And let us remember what we were told. We were told this was a war about weapons of mass destruction. There have been none found. It was lies. We were told this was a war about civilization and democracy. We were told that the troops would be welcomed as liberators. And yet every day soldiers are killed. The Iraqis are demonstrating. It was lies. We were told it was not a war for oil. And yet we now see the biggest privatization in world history as the resources of Iraq's people are plundered by American business. It was lies. We were told that there would be weapons of mass destruction ready in 45 minutes and that the dossier had not been sexed up. It was lies. And we are told that this was a war for civilization and a better humanity. How can people say that when half the world lives on under $2 a day? When in Africa life expectancy is falling to below 40 because of AIDS and drugs are not made available, and yet America spends £2 billion a week to keep its illegal army of occupation in Iraq. It was lies. And colleagues, the stench of hypocrisy is overpowering. Those of us with children are brought up to tell those children not to lie. And yet we have a world who are led by Britain and America, whose leaders have lied systematically to the people of their country. And colleagues, I think we have to be clear. Today's demonstration is not the end. It's another remarkable demonstration here in London and in 60 places around the world. But our cause will not end until the illegal occupation ends, until Palestine is free, until the government's ethical foreign policy is exposed. A government that sells arms to Colombia when hundreds of trade unionists are assassinated by a fascist regime. It is hypocrisy that must be exposed. And we must take every opportunity in Bournemouth, when Bush visits this country, in elections, and at every time we can, to say a better world is possible. And until we have freedom and justice, an end to poverty, an end to war, our cause will not be over. Colleagues, today has been marvellous. Go back to your towns and cities and spread the word. Hypocrisy must be ended. Blair must go. Bush must go. Unite to save the world. And down with the warmongers.